He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to a slow start in the market today after the best week of the year last week, believe it or not, after all the volatility, triple-digit volatility that we've had here recently. We're not down triple digits today. 65 points by comparison is pretty mild, but we are down 65 points to begin a new week. We're at 16,739 right now on the Dow. The S&P 500 is at 1951. It's down 13 points right now. That's 0.6%, 0.7% The oil stocks are taking it on the chin again today, with Goldman Sachs downing their oil price target to about $75 per barrel. We have crude oil again taking it on the chin, down 1.7% at $79.09 right now. Boy, we haven't been below $80 per barrel, I believe, since midway through 2012, something like that. So this drop in oil, definitely the market doesn't seem to like it. And in fact, the market seems to trade in lockstep. On days when oil is up, the market's up. And when days that oil is down, the market is down. The NASDAQ's down 31 points to 44.52 right now. Gold is down 0.2%. Boy, nothing's up, huh? Gold is at 12.29. The euro is at 1.2689. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, believe it or not, last week was the best week of the year in the market. And it couldn't have come at a more unexpected time, I think that you could say. I think it caught most people by surprise, especially after all the triple-digit volatility that we've had in the market. In fact, last week's best week of the year was preceded by the most volatile weeks of the year in the market. And when all is said and done, however, the Dow is up just a paltry 1.4% year to date. After all the work we've done, and most aggressive or small cap or mid cap growth accounts are negative for the year, international markets are negative for the year. It's been a really, really tough year. And, of course, that small move on the Dow of just 1.4% so far this year pales in comparison to the 27% jump that we had last year. That's right. The Dow was up 27% last year. So far this year, up just 1.4%. But I really don't think that tells the whole story, because underneath those big 30 Dow stocks, a lot of the NASDAQ stocks, a lot of the technology stocks, a lot of the small cap stocks, the micro cap stocks, emerging markets, etc., they're negative for the year. Europe, which I've been warning our viewers about, in fact telling you to avoid European stocks, Europe is down 7.3% year to date. Italy is in recession. And the stress test that was done this past weekend showed that Europe still isn't completely out of the woods. India is this year's biggest winner. It's up 34%, believe it or not, since the beginning of the year. India is the one emerging market that I currently like. I have a fairly large allocation there, and I own it through a mutual fund and an exchange-traded fund. Gold has gone nowhere this year. After a 27% drop last year, I continue to have no exposure to gold. And again, those that have been clamoring for a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices have been dead wrong. In fact, they're so wrong that the exact opposite has happened. We have a strong dollar. I wouldn't say a soaring stock market, but when you look at the last 3-4 years, it certainly has been. And you've had absolutely no inflation whatsoever. In fact, I believe Social Security recipients got a 1.7% raise on an inflation-based adjustment. That's the number they used, 1.7%. So what will this week bring? Well, you know what? It's still about Europe. Europe still plays a big role in this market right now. We're still watching Germany and Italy and Spain and Portugal and Greece. Are they slipping into recession? And if so, will they drag us with it? Will the ECB, the European Central Bank, do a little bit of quantitative easing of their own? Well, this week we're expected to end our own quantitative easing. That's the bond taper. I believe that the Fed has made it pretty clear that they're back there, standing in the background, willing to do something if things were to start to slip here in America. And I think that's put a good stop, a good backstop underneath the market right now. And I think we're going to finish up the year in pretty good style. From my mouth to God's ears, but that certainly looks the way that we will finish the year right now, especially when we look at how the market acted last week. It shook off a lot of bad news. But you, there's always those what-ifs. And, of course, it's all about Europe. It's all about earnings. We're still in earnings season, although we've gotten through the better part of it. And so far, the earnings season has been around the world. The biggest wild card out there is events around the world. Events around the world. We don't know where they're going to come from. Last week, it was Ottawa, Canada. You just never know. Ebola shows up in New York City. You just never know where these events are going to come from. But the market seemed to take a pretty bullish stance last week. I noticed a lot of breakouts that I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. I did a lot of buying last week in the market. What did I buy? Well, I listed them all in my newsletter. I bought several stocks for the aggressive growth account. I bought several stocks, many stocks, in the dividend and income account, and a few stocks in the conservative growth account. You can see exactly what I bought by getting my newsletter, which you can sign up for at my website at pwstreet.com. I put a big chunk of my cash hoard to work last week as I positioned myself for the final quarter of the year. Now that the earnings, for the most part, have come in, and now that we see that the Fed is back there, standing by in case needed, and it seems like the European Central Bank is also standing by. In fact, they're talking about some kind of bond buyback program or the like to put some kind of backstop under the European economy. I think that we finally put in a fairly good foundation after several weeks of extreme volatility. And what I would call the biggest threat to this 67-month-old bull market that I've seen yet. I mean, the day that we were down 450 points and Ebola rumors seemed to be dominating the news wires, and ISIL was running amok in Iraq, and Europe was plunging. It looked pretty bad that week. It looked very bad that week. And I remained vigilant because this 67-month-old bull market is not going to last forever. I put out a buy signal on the market clear back in March of 2009. The buy signal is still intact 67 months later. Having said that, there's areas of the world that I don't have any exposure to, namely Europe, the emerging markets other than India. I have no exposure to gold. I'm pretty heavily concentrated right here in the United States of America. But I'm very, very vigilant because this current bull market will not last forever. It's now 67 months old. But as I stated in the newsletter, once again, it's still intact. But there's a lot that we need to be watching going forward. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to take a look at the macro picture of the market today, the technicals of the S&P 500 and the Dow and the NASDAQ, the fundamentals of the Dow, the S&P and the NASDAQ, the best sectors in the market right now as we gear up for the race to the finish of the year. What, just 2 months left? Is that it? November, December? Oh my gosh. Okay, we got to make hay in these last 2 months. Where are we going to make it? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're positioning ourselves. We're getting ready for this final stretch run the last 2 months of the year, trying to make something out of this market, which has been dicey to say the least this year. I mean, last year we had the wind at our back. We had the last little bit of punch in the punch bowl from the Fed, and we made the most of it. The small caps were up 39% last year. The Dow was up 27%, but that was last year. Okay, we can't rest on our laurels. This year's been much, much more difficult. It began with the big sell-off back in February when Miss Yellen came on board and started talking about an interest rate hike at some point in the future. We had Congressman Henry Waxman wagging his finger at the biotech industry, and Miss Yellen, for her part, also wagged her finger at the biotech industry, and it sold off wickedly, and now it's come back quite nicely since then and has really assumed leadership once again. We've had some scares this year, terror, we've had Ebola, we've had Europe. I would say Europe has been a big, big factor on our markets. And of course, we've had a lot of triple-digit days here recently. And a lot of people look at this current bull market, which is now 27 or 67 months old, and they say, how much longer can it last? This thing's been going for 5.5 years now. Well, let's take a look at where we are now. I'm one of the few guys that I know out there that has been bullish. I've never changed my stance. I've been consistent. There's been times when I've warned. There's been times when I've been cautious. I would say this last month or so is the most cautious that I have been during this entire 60-month-old bull, 67-month-old. But even then, I mean, I still remain about 55-60% invested all throughout it. I did raise a big chunk of cash over the last month, which a lot of it I put back to work here last week. I did put in a few hedges in the market just in case, which I took off last week. And now I'm positioning for this run into the last 2 months of the year. Now, it would seem that the worries that we have right now, I wouldn't say they're under control, but I would say that the market has kind of taken a look at the what-ifs here and has kind of decided that, you know, this probably isn't the biggest threat to our economy at the current time. We begin with Ebola. The Ebola mania seems to have subsided for now. Yes, we still have an active case. And yes, we still have people coming from that area of the world through our airports and entering into our country. But those fears of this widespread people coming down with it on airplanes and cruise ships and shopping malls and bowling alleys and restaurants, etc., seems to have subsided for now. And this does not seem to be a big threat to the market or a big threat to the economy at the current time. Europe, on the other hand, another E. We talk about several E's. In fact, my newsletter over the weekend said, the letter of the week is E. Remember when they used to say that on Sesame Street and we used to watch, oh boy, let's look at all the words that begin with E. Well, Europe is the next big E. Man, I've shown some charts of Europe recently that'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Europe has plunged. And if you look at a multi-year chart of Europe, it's one of those charts that looks like it's going to roll over. In other words, it looks like Europe has the potential to go into a bear market. Now, who can save it? Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank president. And he has threatened, or he has promised, or he has at least said that if things get worse, I'm here. We'll do something. We'll buy back corporate bonds is what he's talking about. We'll do some kind of quantitative easing. So one of the big indicators that I'll be watching between now and the end of the year is Europe. I simply watch EFA, which is another E, an exchange-traded fund that tracks the European index. We already know that Italy is in recession. Will it drag the rest of Europe into recession? We need to watch Germany. Germany is kind of the linchpin of the European economy. Europe is faltering here right now. Worried about a slowing economy. Worried about their trade issues still with Russia. So we got to keep our eyes on Europe. It's still earnings season. Another E. I would give this earnings season a B. Last week, as I assessed it, it was B minus. I would raise it to a B. My observation has been that the best stocks of today, the best stocks now, the stocks of today and not of yesteryear have reported pretty good earnings. While the stocks of yesteryear, like IBM, like Coca-Cola, and others, have reported flat earnings, which is to be expected from these big old companies of yesteryear. They're not growing like they used to grow. In fact, throw McDonald's into that mix. There's very little, if any, growth in these big companies, and that's why I focus on the next tier or the next tier down of companies that are still growing rapidly, not the ones that have saturated the world with their products and aren't growing anymore. We're not done with the earnings season. We still have more to go, but the bulk of it is behind us, and I'm giving this earnings season a grade of B right now. There was nothing in this earnings season to cause me to even think of the word recession here in the United States of America. And if you think about it, it was recession that took us into the last bear market. Remember how the economy, right before we went into a bear market back in 08, it was reeling. Housing prices were plunging. Layoffs were mounting. People were losing their homes. And as we look around the world today, it's not even close. We still have growth in the economy, which would be the next E, the U.S. economy. And we continue to watch those jobless claims every week because the jobs market is a big clue to the health of our economy and whether we're headed into recession or not. And we've had very low jobless claims recently, under 300,000 for the last several weeks. Unemployment, 5.9%. Forget the underemployment at 11.6. The market looks at the 5.9. Inflation, non-existent. Except T-bone steaks. Man, the heck is going on there? But for the most part, inflation, non-existent. That's good for the U.S. economy. Interest rates, very low. 2.2? What? That's right, 2.2. Where we're at on the 10-year yield. So the economy still seems to be holding up well. The last E that we tend to be looking at, and it's one of the reasons why we've started the week on a little bit of a down note, energy prices. While that's good for the consumer, oil prices are also an indicator of the global economy. And with oil under 80 for the first time since 2012, the U.S. economy may be doing well, but there is some concern about the U.S. or the global economy. More on the macro picture when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about where we're at in the markets right now and how we've been going at this bull market now for the last 67 months and what the threats are, what the challenges are. We've talked about Europe. We've talked about the U.S. economy. We've talked about Ebola. One other one that we have to keep in the back of our mind is events. Events around the world. We never know where some event is going to pop up someday, somewhere. Last week it was Ottawa, Canada, when they had a terrorist attack near their parliament in Ottawa. We just never know. That's something we have to live with in today's extremely dangerous world But you know what? We can't have them hold us hostage with our investing. We have 401ks to grow. We have retirement plans to grow. But we have to keep in the back of our mind that that is always out there, the threat of some event somewhere around the world that derails the market for a few days or a few weeks. And as we sit here today, we are now 10 months, almost 10 months through the year. There's just 2 months left, believe it or not. The Dow is up a paltry 1.4%. Nothing like the 26.5% that it was up last year. It's up a paltry 1.4%. And you look at other places around the world, and even here in the U.S., a lot of negative, a lot of red on the screen out there this year. Europe is down 7.3% this year. Europe was up 18% last year. Europe has been a problem, a drag on the market in 2014. China, which looked like it was going to break out there for a while, China is flat on the year after being down 5% last year. So another 2 years, no activity whatsoever in the Chinese market. Russia's the biggest loser this year. It's down 26%. Boy, with low oil prices, a collapsing ruble, and a Russian stock market down 26%, I gotta believe Putin is not a very happy guy these days. And Brazil continues to get clobbered. I thought that they would elect the pro-business guy. That didn't happen over the weekend. Rousseff was reelected, the socialist, who has not been very good for the Brazilian economy. Brazil down about 7% year to date. Oil's down 13.7. There's a big surprise for 2014. Who would have expected energy prices to drop this much? And gold, which was down 26% last year, is flat again this year. That small cap indicator that I've been watching here, which could be a leading indicator of when our bull market is getting ready to give up the ghost, it's hanging in there. It looked really bad. The worst challenge to the small cap stocks came a couple of weeks ago when they started to roll over, when they started to break support, and then all of a sudden, last week came along, pushed the small caps back up into that neutral category, and they're hanging in there for now. So what can I say? The small cap stocks are not leading the market down at the current time. They're hanging in there after their precarious perch just a couple of weeks ago. And as I look at the index rankings on my Best Stocks Now app, which tracks 77 different indexes around the world, the top leading indexes, the top 7 out of 10 right now, are U.S. stock-related indexes. And after they fell from grace for a couple of weeks and the bond market surged higher, stocks are back on top. S&P Low Volatility Index, Mid-Cap Dividend Index, Mid-Cap Index, Russell, S&P U.S. 400 Mid-Caps, the Vanguard U.S. Small Cap Index, the S&P Spider, the U.S. Broad Market Index. 7 out of the top 10 spots are currently stocks once again. Stocks, U.S. stocks, are still the best place to be. And I'm not going to talk you out of the U.S. bond market, which is having a very good year after a terrible year last year. Because every time one of these events happens in the world, or every time Europe reels a little more, people run into the bond market and drive interest rates down. We saw interest rates below 2% here recently. I told my son, run to the phone, call your mortgage lady, lock in a refi. He just missed. And he's got to wait now until those interest rates go back down again. You got to act quickly. In fact, you got to get your paperwork in with your mortgage agent and be ready to strike if this thing happens again, where interest rates go below 2% like they did a few weeks ago. What are the worst indexes in the world to be invested in? Well, if your guys got you in France or Spain or Latin America or Brazil or Africa or Russia or Greece or Europe in general, Argentina, these are the worst indexes in the world to be invested in. in 2014. It continues to be a world stock market dominated once again by the U.S. because our economy, on a relative basis, growing at 2%, is one of the best places in the world. And our unemployment rate at 5.9 is one of the most favorable in the world. And our inflation rate and our jobs picture, even though pretty tepid, on a relative basis, it's still one of the best places in the world. The best asset classes right now continue to be, for the most part, stocks and U.S. bonds. That is the place to be. I wouldn't be in emerging market debt. I wouldn't be in emerging markets. I wouldn't be in international stocks. I wouldn't be in European stocks. I wouldn't be in China. I wouldn't be in Japan. It continues to be a market dominated by the U.S. What are the worst asset classes in the world? Emerging markets, commodities. Ugh, commodities. Horrible place to be. For all of you who think that gold and inflation and oil, it's just not happening. It is just not happening. Those continue to be the worst places to be. And being short the market, even though I took a little brief foray into hedging my portfolios just a little bit, 5 to 10% overall, they are starting to fall back again, those inverse funds. And those that have been bearish on the market for the last 5.5 years have been crushed. I mean absolutely crushed. And the bulls, on the other hand, which I've been for the last 5.5 years, it's been a really good run. And as of now, that run is still intact. The best sectors in the market right now, well, it continues to be medical, healthcare, biotech, pharmaceuticals. Throw in a little bit of real estate right now, the REITs, you know, they're doing okay because of these low interest rates, and those continue to be the best sectors of the market, all U.S. dominated. The worst sectors in the market right now, mining. Alternative energy, S&P, the gas and exploration sector, oil and gas exploration companies, European financials, frackers, these are the areas, natural gas related stocks. These are the areas of the market that you want to avoid at the current time. Well, what about being a contrarian? I like buying things that are out of favor. Well, you could have made that case for gold last year, and it was down another 27%. You could have made the case for Europe this year, and it continues to reel. You could have made a contrarian case for China, and you've been wrong again. I like contrarianism, but I like contrarianism when those things that are out of favor start to move a little bit, not when they continue to drop and continue to plunge. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. And as I look at a five-year chart of the S&P 500, a bull market that began in March of 2009, even though we had a major threat to that bull market over the last 2 to 3 weeks, that bull market has shook off the threat once again. It remains resilient. It remains in place for now. S&P 500 continues to, in fact, resume its bullish run. The U.S. bond market, still in a bull market. Even the small caps, which really looked like they were going to roll over and look so precarious just a few weeks ago, they've at least stabilized for now. The areas that I would continue to avoid right now, emerging markets, international markets, and commodities like gold and oil. So pretty simple. I mean, just keep it simple. That's where we stand in the markets as we get ready to run into the last couple months of the year. Now we'll get just a little bit more specific here when we come back. I want to take a look at some technicals here of the market right now, just so you know where we stand right now in the big picture. And then, of course, starting tomorrow and the next day, we'll get back to looking at some individual stocks that continue to flourish in today's world. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Or let's talk about your 401ks here just for a moment as we got a couple months left to go. You probably haven't made much progress in your 401k, especially when you compare it with last year. But, you know, at the same time, you haven't seen a big hit to your 401k either this year. If you've just stayed alive this year, you've done okay with the 401k. I currently have a recommended, you know, just how I would have my 401k position right now with 2 months left in the year. And I show that every week. I have a couple. I have a model. I have a mutual fund model portfolio. I did add a couple of mutual funds there this past Friday. And then I just have a basic allocation, because some people just have basic choices. And then I also have a model TSP plan for those that are government workers or in the military or whatever. And that's in my newsletter every week, which you can get by going to my newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. But obviously, you can tell the areas of the market that I don't like this year. I wouldn't have any international or emerging market or commodity or natural resources or anything of the kind. I would stick to the United States of America here in 2014. And then I show you which areas of the United States of America that I would stick to right now. Now, as we look at the individual stocks, as I watched the market kind of resume its bullish posture last week, it really was surprising. You know, like I say, it seems like the market has shaken off Ebola for now. And it seems like the market realizes there's going to be events around the world from time to time. That's just kind of part and parcel with the world we live in today. It seems like the market is still happy with the U.S. economy. Man, I saw some voracious buying in certain areas of the market. I saw a lot of buying once again in the biotechs. And as I look at my app in the top 30 or 40 stocks here, I see a lot of biotech stocks once again. Bluebird Bio, BioMarin, Alnylam, Illumina, Isis Pharmaceutical, Celgene, Insight, Anacor, Pharmacyclics, Alexion, biotech after biotech dominating the top spots in my app right now. How do I rank stocks? I rank stocks based on valuation, based on momentum and performance. That's a potent combination in my mind. I'm not a pure value investor because I think there's too many value traps out there. And I'm not a pure momentum investor because that leaves out the value equation. And I believe that the value equation is very, very important. And I see, once again, biotechs dominating the top spots in my ranking system, wherein I rank 4,000 stocks on a daily basis. My app had a huge weekend again. It's not in number one or number two, but it's up there. The Best Stocks Now app, which you can also view on the web at beststocksnowapp.com. Other areas of the market right now, the transportations continue to do well. With oil at $80 per barrel, I'm seeing the airlines doing well. I'm seeing the trucking stocks doing well. And I'm seeing the railroad stocks continuing to do well. And with a little bit of extra money sloshing around in folks' pockets, because of the lower energy prices, because of not having to put so much money into their gas tank every week, I'm seeing some select retail stocks, kind of the lower end ones, the Jack in the Boxes of the world, the Domino's Pizzas, the Green Mountain Coffees, the Ross Stores of the world, the TJ Maxx's. I see a lot of them, Panera Bread, I see a lot of them in the leading sectors or leading stocks in my app right now. I also see Lowe's. I see Home Depot. And I still see a smattering of technology stocks. So anyways, that kind of wraps up where we're at in the markets right now. In summary, the bull market remains in effect for now. It's been in effect for 50, 67 months. But there's certain areas that aren't bull market at all. The international emerging markets, the commodity sector, those are the areas, Europe, those are the areas that I would avoid right now. I write this newsletter every single weekend. You can sign up for it by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I do my my app is updated every single day after the market closes. It's one of the top grossing apps in the financial sector in the Apple iTunes store. You can download the app for your brand new Apple 6 iPhone. Go to Best Stocks Now app on the iTunes store. I got an Android. Well, then go to the Google Play Store. I don't have a smartphone. I just have a PC. Well, then go to beststocksnowapp.com. If nothing else, read the tweets that I send out every single day. When I get done with this show, I'm going to go through my database of 4,000 different stocks, indexes, mutual funds, ETFs, sectors, inverse funds, and if I see something that really makes my eyeballs pop out, I'll send out a little tweet. And I'm very selective. Maybe I send out 5 or 6 a day at the most. But it will give you a good feel for where the hot spots in the market. And if you don't follow me on Twitter during the day, hey, at the end of the day, go to the website at PW Street or go to the app, push the button that says Daily Tweets, and you'll see the 5 or 6 that I sent out. You might get some insight into the markets from a guy who sits here every single day on the water, fishing these waters every single day, observing the tides, observing where the fish are biting and where they're not biting, observing the change in water temperatures, observing the change in currents, etc. Then I report back and I act accordingly. That's my website, pwstreet.com, to sign up for the newsletter. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, that's my main job here. That's what I'll be doing for the next several hours here. Between now and the market close, I'll be looking at my holdings, and I'll be looking to see if there's something else out there that looks interesting right now. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Hey, we had a client drop by last week from all the way from New Orleans area and came by and saw us here at the office. It's always good to see folks from all over the country. If you're ever out San Diego way, drop by and see us. Take a look at our harbor here and our Petco Park, where the pets go and where the Padres play. Anyways, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.